Have you learned the lesson yet? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. Do you believe that? I know if you listen regularly to the program, I say that every Monday, but it's something we slowly grow into. Trust takes a while. Fear is part of the human condition. To hand over our worries, our fears, anxieties, our dreads to God, that takes some time. If we do that, God can work big and little miracles. You know, one of the things I do when I'm preaching in the parish, at the end of each evening talk, I take the people through a breathing experience. It's something that I recommend strongly for people, especially when they're under a great deal of stress. What I tell them is that our bodies cannot tell the difference between reality and imagination. There's a lot of truth to mind over matter. So I get them to close their eyes and do diaphragm breathing. See, most of us do very shallow breathing. But you have to learn how to do diaphragm breathing to bring a lot of oxygen into your body, because our body needs a lot of water and it needs a lot of oxygen. So I have the people breathe in Jesus, breathe out fear. Breathe in Jesus, breathe out stress. Breathe out Jesus, breathe in Jesus, breathe out anxiety. Breathe Jesus in, breathe tension out. Breathe Jesus in, breathe sickness out. Breathe Jesus in, breathe sadness out. Breathe Jesus in, breathe pain out. And it really has caused a lot of people to be able to sleep well at night. One person actually said they practiced that so often that they came off their blood pressure medication. Now, I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying, I'm giving you verbal reports of the feedback I got from people. So you might really want to do that today. If on this particular Monday you're feeling a great deal of stress, a lot of worry, you have a lot of things to achieve, breathe Jesus in and breathe out all the anxiety, the fears, the impatience, all of that. Get that out of your body. It'll make you sick. Whereas Jesus, who says the kingdom of God is within, as we make Jesus really very much a part of our lives, then we're able to handle the frustrations and the disappointments. Well, the scripture passage I share with you today is that very famous passage from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. It's that John's version of the Last Supper, and here's what he writes. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served. And the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, A person who's had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now, that I, Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should go do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. So you can understand why I began the program with the sentence, the question, have you learned the lesson yet? And what is the lesson? It's a powerful lesson that Jesus teaches them by washing his disciples' feet. And that is the ceremony that's repeated on Holy Thursday, where the priest, the bishop, will wash people's feet. Now, the lesson is a difficult one to learn, right? Because we're not into that kind of humility. We're not into that kind of meekness. We're not so much wanting to serve as to have people serve us. But why did Jesus come into the world? He came to teach us how to trust, how to relax, and how to serve. And if we do those things, it will lead to the future of eternity where we spend all eternity with Jesus in heaven. You know, Jesus himself said, I did not come to be served, but to serve, and to lay down my life for the ransom of men. When I give a priest retreat, and I do a priest retreat once or twice a year, different parts of the country. When I preach a priest retreat, I say to the priest, you know, you need to get out the basins and the towels more than just on Holy Thursday, because priesthood is not a step up in the privilege. Priesthood is a step down in the service. And it would be wise that all religious leaders, no matter what churches they belong to, as well as all politicians, it would be very wise if they would reflect on their call to service. And with the service comes the humility, because only humble people would be willing to serve in positions that are often criticized, in positions that are often misunderstood, in positions that take a lot of time, energy, and with few thank yous. Service needs to be seen as an honor and not a burden. When people see it as an honor, then they readily do it and cheerfully do it. If they see it as a burden, and you'll see that, and probably have seen that if you've raised children or if you've been around children, when they're being asked to do something around the house, the look they give, the complaints they make, the resistance they show, because they don't see it as an honor, they see it as a burden. They see their plans being changed. They see too much effort needing to be made. They see no value in their making a contribution to the family life. That's a tough lesson that parents have to teach their children, but one that is very, very important today. Whereas if one sees service as an honor, then they have the joy that Jesus had. It's all about how we let Jesus work in our life. It's all about how Jesus becomes an example for us. You know? Paul would say, imitate me as I imitate Jesus. So that if you're a Christian, and I would think that most who are listening to the program today believe, want to believe that they are a follower of Jesus Christ, then you do and say the things that Jesus did. He was the model. He was the pattern. You know, the priest, the saint that I follow, Saint Francis of Assisi, was described as a mirror of Christ. He did such a beautiful imitation of Jesus' life here on earth. He was rewarded with the 5 wounds because he was such an incredible mirror of Jesus. He was a pattern. He laid down his life like Jesus did in service for his brothers and community and for the poor and the sick. Now, one of the things that militates against doing what I'm suggesting is that we live in a society where recently the emphasis has been on me instead of we. Well, Christianity is not a religion of me, it's a religion of we. And we pitch together and we work together and we're a family. And the hand can't say to the foot, I'm not a foot, I don't need you. Paul talks about that, right, in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. The eye can't say to an ear, I'm not an ear, I don't need you. So I want to really encourage you today to pray and reflect and then act as Jesus did at the Last Supper, to serve those that God would like you to serve to build His kingdom here on earth. Our prayer partners today are police. There's another example where police have to have as their mission statement, as their idea for why they are policemen and women, is service. But their lives can be threatened. Their lives can be very challenging and difficult. Ask God with me right now to bless all the police, especially those in your neighborhood, that may be the honest and may they really feel the power of God as they serve people. Today's food for thought, it's an important one. I don't know who wrote this, but I like this. It says, sometimes God calms the storm, and sometimes He lets the storm rage and He calms His child. That is so true, isn't it? Sometimes God calms the storm, and then sometimes He lets it rage and He calms us, He calms His child. Now let me see if I can make you at least smile and maybe even laugh at today's small attempt at humor. A couple of young boys were fishing at their special pond off the beaten track. All of a sudden, the game warden jumped out of the bushes. Immediately, one of the boys threw his rod down and started running through the woods like a bat out of hell. The game warden was hot on his heels. After about a half a mile, the young man stopped and stooped over with his hands on his thighs to catch his breath. So the game warden finally caught up to him. Let's see your fishing license, boy, the warden gasped. With that, the boy pulled out his wallet and gave the game warden a valid fishing license. Well, son, said the game warden, you must be about as dumb as a box of rocks. You don't have to run from me if you have a valid license. Yes, sir, replied the young guy. But my friend back there, well, he didn't have one. Cute joke. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Send me your prayer intentions. I will storm heaven. Regularly, I get either notes or emails asking me to pray for people's intentions. And I take that very seriously. And that's the whole thing I said during the program. It's not a matter of me, it's a matter of we. We need to be there for each other. We need to be the body of Christ. We need to be prayer warriors for each other, and I'll do that. Just let me know. Drop me a note or email. Let me know that you listen to the program. It is such a consolation to me when I know that people actually listen to the program. And thank you. Thank you to all those of you, to all of those who have contacted me. Love to hear from you. If you do contact me and you don't receive my newsletter, well, it comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching. Just let me know you want to receive it. There's no charge for it, and I think you'll appreciate it very, very much. Now, what I'd like you to especially do for me, if you would, is if you would please send a financial contribution to help me keep my hospital for the poor open, okay? You can send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.